Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guy on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that ass again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's go. Let's do this. This is not what I thought we would be talking about right now.
I thought we'd have a little something.
Something. Although we do have something that I wish we had said on the crossover, but apparently our brethren had no interest in forward promoting for us. The new manager of the Giants, Tony Vitello, is going to be on this show in 15 minutes.
I cannot wait.
Okay, Tony Vitello. And so not only is he the new skipper.
I'm a Giants fan.
Yeah, that's right. Dibs fired up for this one.
Keep the other one far away for today.
We got two beards in this conversation.
You know the one. Go Dodgers.
That's the one. Be careful. He's just trying to introduce himself to Tony over here. So let's keep Dibs' name out your mouth for just a second. But anyway, Tony is obviously a super entertaining guy. He is going to be on YouTube also. So everybody get on over to YouTube right now. Look at Tony's super manicured beard and Dibs' mostly manicured beard. They will be side by side here in 15 minutes.
One gray, one all black.
Maybe one of you colors it and one of you doesn't. I don't know. We could ask that question. I won't make it question number one.
Right.
But Tony is going to be on in 15 minutes. Yes, Feliciano today. Yes, Nick Friedell today. But a lot on the deadline that wasn't. And, like, no, I'm not going to come in here. I'm not screaming hot about this because I didn't expect the Niners to do something. How many days in a row have I said first, second, third round draft picks are off the table? We're not doing that. And I don't want you to just do something for the sake of doing it. I don't want some sort of a figurehead move. But I sort of like the way you said it yesterday. You know what you needed today? A human being.
Yep.
And in another human being on the defensive line. And I do think that there is an emotional message that gets sent to a locker room that has done an unbelievable job to be 6-3 through everything they've experienced. So, yeah, color me disappointed that the 49ers went silent on Tuesday, November 4th.
They didn't want to go top of the market, which Quinnen Williams was very expensive. And even, you know, Bradley Chubb, there was talk about the Dolphins shopping him, but the price was too high for many teams that wanted to go out there and get into that market. And so, yeah, as you get into Trey Hendrickson, there was no rumor, no whisper today about him possibly being out there. And so if you're the Niners and you're not going to be in the top of the market, and I'm glad that they weren't. Well, now you're looking at other teams' practice squads, and you're looking at other possible bodies you can find to bring in, and you've got practice squad guys of your own. You've got Bryce Huff hopefully coming back soon. You just got Keon White. Cleveland Furrell got a sack. Imagine that, a Niner who actually tackled the quarterback in the backfield. That was kind of fun. So you do have reinforcements that you've already gotten. And if you're not going to go out there and make a really, really, really big splash, then just go ahead and wait, and now you can dumpster dive.
Okay, but so we're assuming that no more injuries will happen on the defensive line.
No, they will happen.
For the rest of the year.
They will happen.
So what are we doing?
You're going to go to your own practice squad. You're going to go to other teams' practice squad, and you're going to sign people and bring in human beings who are 275 pounds or more and let them come in and wear Niner uniforms.
But here's the real question, and this is what I think fans might be grappling with a little bit today. 888-957-9570, the number. Did the 49ers, by the way, I'm going to go ahead and answer this yes already, but we'd love your answer. Did the 49ers signal today, we're not Super Bowl contenders this year? Math be damned, 6-3, whatever.
Yeah, they're telling you it's Super Bowl or try again. That's what this year is.
Well, every year is that. But
last year.
Yeah, no.
Because last year they lost about 5 or 6 starters, and so last year it really was bust. This year is really the epitome of what you talk about. This year, you're going to try again. You're not going to bring in somebody on a 1-year rental and darn it, we're going for it. You're not. You're keeping your picks and you're going to keep your young core and you're going to try like heck and then you'll try again.
No, see, I think what people feel today is that the Niners are not trying again. I think that's the issue. I don't think that people feel like the Niners are trying to win the Super Bowl this year. And the 49ers may privately say, exactly. You can't say that publicly because it just goes over like a barrel of rocks. So you can't do that. And we don't like the word rebuild in a market like this, and we shouldn't. And I don't think that this is a rebuild. I don't think it's that, but there are adjustments that get made every year. There is strategy. There is an approach. And the 49ers' approach has been as clear as day. Do you remember how we all felt during free agency? What was the feeling? Remember? Does everyone remember? Hey, Lynch, are you going to do something? No. And here we are again at the trade deadline.
They got DeMarcus Robinson, right?
Okay, sure. You know, great. They got DeMarcus Robinson. They got
Sky Moore.
Apparently, they've got their 8th and 9th receivers.
Yep.
Okay, great.
Don't forget about Luke Farrell.
Thank you. The feeling over free agency was, I can't believe how quiet the Niners have been. And they just did it again. And if you can't see the message, I think the clouds have dissipated and it is clear as day. The 49ers are rebooting their finances on the defensive side of the football. They are not interested at all in putting future assets out the window so that they can go for it this year, because this year is not really what it's all about. Like, hey, add a kid, slap on the butt Kyle Shanahan and Robert Saleh, because you're doing a great job by being 6-3 while you're both transitioning and beset by injuries. So that's incredible. But the 49ers are not going to change their philosophy come hell or high water, no matter how badly we want them to do it. And the truth of the matter is if you'd sat Kyle and Bob into a room before the year started and said, here's the list of people who will be injured this year, many of them like overwhelmingly season-ending, Nick Bosa, Fred Warner, see you later, Michael Williams, Brandon Ayuk's not coming back, Ricky Pearsall multiple games, Brock all but two, three games. Okay? Your number one draft pick, gone. That's it. He'll miss the second half of the season. If we had told them that based on their preseason strategy, I don't think they would think they'd have more than 2 wins right now. But they have 6. And that has not compelled them to change their strategy. And
it's because of what you talk about, that's hard process versus results.
And it's hard for fans.
It's hard for fans, but at the same time, if you really think that any of these additions would have changed their fortunes, like let's say you got the Quinnen Williams deal. You got Quinnen Williams, which means you would have had to trade Kalia Davis and a 1st and a 2nd. You get Quinnen Williams. Okay, now we're going to be Super Bowl? No, you have three or four other holes, and that's what I've been thinking about this whole time. You're not a team that is one player away. You look at Indy. Indy lost Mooney Ward to a concussion in, like, pre-game.
Yeah.
The weirdest thing ever. And they're like, whoa, we're really good. We need a corner, so you go out and you get Sauce.
Is he not coming back? What kind of concussion is this for Charvarius Ward?
He's on IR, so.
Like, okay.
I don't know how long he'll be out.
Yeah, most
of these
guys.
He's had multiple concussions, but it was so bad that they had to put him on the list, and so they need a corner. They're 7-2. They think that they're the team, and so you go out and you get Sauce. And so that's what you do when you're a team like Seattle. They're thinking, you know what? We could use another receiver. We don't know about Cup or Coop, so let's go out and get a deep threat to go with JSN, who's really good, and we get Cup back, and we feel like we're a team that can win this whole damn thing.
Yeah.
The Niners are telling you they don't think that, and that's okay. I'm okay with it because they're right. They're right to think that.
I agree with you.
I mean,
but
as a fan, it's frustrating.
It sucks.
It does, but at the same time, I'd rather have him be sensible than, you know, throw a bunch of S at the wall and hope against hope that this is going to make the difference.
But isn't there a middle ground to that? Like, yes.
And that's what they've done, I think. I think they've done the middle ground.
I don't, because of Mykal Williams and because of Yetur Gross-Matos. I would agree with you if those two players were still playing football, but they're not. So you can't do, like, we got Keon White and Bryce Huff. Right, but you lost Gross-Matos and Mykal Williams. So now you're back at a sum zero again, and you're sitting here incredibly thin on the defensive line. I don't want a dumpster dive. You're 6-3. In 5 days, the Rams will be here, and you have an opportunity to grab the division by the you-know-whats. You have that opportunity. You are one win away this weekend from being 4-0 in the division, from being 7-1 in the conference, and sitting there at minimum either atop the division or right alongside the Seattle Seahawks as you move into a stretch of schedule that gets friendly again after this game. Cardinals, Panthers, Browns. Like, you really have an opportunity. But the team doesn't really think so. Again, I get it. I would have loved a middle ground. That's all I'm saying. You've got to give these guys something. Tell me that Trent Williams is like, yeah, we're building for next year. I wonder how that sits with Christian McCaffrey, who's got 500 touches already. You know what I mean? So we can get into this today. We will. Tony Vitello is going to join us in 5 minutes. We got a Warrior game tonight here on 95.7 The Game against the Suns. So, Dub Nation, it's time to get engaged. Before every game, you can vote in our engaging Dub Nation poll on 95.7 The Game's Twitter page. Brought to you by Shane Co., your friend and jeweler, where you'll find the Bay Area's best selection of unique engagement rings and their unmatched free lifetime warranty. Visit ShaneCo.com today. Okay, Warriors just lost 2 games on the road that, we here in Warriorville feel they should have won. Were those losses a fluke? Or a sign of bad things to come, as in they're not as good as we thought. You can vote now on Twitter. It's either or. We will share the results later. Speaking of the Dubs, got the summit coming up Thursday, November 6th. I've been hearing from some of you that you're planning to see us out there. We cannot wait to see you. Jack's Restaurant and Bar, Pleasant Hill, all of us hosts together again, discussing this Warriors season 9 games in. Me and Dibs, 2-4, all the hosts, 4-6. Jack's Restaurant and Bar, great prizes, drink specials, and we look forward to meeting you out there. Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, Thursday, November 6th. We'll see you there. We'll see Tony Vitello both on YouTube, and we will hear him through these airwaves here coming up next as he joins Willard and Dibs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we're going to dive right into this. This is the moment we've been waiting for.
Oh, yeah.
Get over to YouTube right now because the new manager of the Giants, Tony Vitello, is joining us live here on Willard and Dibs 95.7 The Game. And it feels like, because I know Tony, who joins us on the River Islands guest line, by the way, I know you've been, you know, busting with the boys and MLB Network. It feels like you got a new Giants hat on every hour today as you move around, you know, making different appearances. I like that lid that you got on right now.
I appreciate that. It was gifted, so I'm grateful for the opportunity. Also, the gear to wear probably the best home jersey in all of Major League Baseball. I could keep going on if you guys want, but I know I'm interrupting. You guys are dissecting that Warriors schedule pretty early. It's hopefully you keep in mind when it's early in the season, you're still formulating some stuff.
You've been working in the SEC. Nobody freaks out too early about games, do they?
Oh, do they ever? I'll tell you what, though, it's phenomenal. Again, excited about my opportunity, but anyone who has a chance, even just to experience a game in the SEC, no matter what sport it is, the fans make it special. And then because of the fans, you get great athletes. And that's kind of what's gone on in San Francisco is there's been a tremendous tradition. And who started it, the players or the fans, I don't know. But to be a part of it is – you know, surreal is a word we all throw out probably too often. Whatever's way down the road from surreal, that's kind of what I'm trying to deal with.
Well, Tony, I want to jump right into that because I think we've heard a lot from you over the last week or so, including the press conference here in the Bay Area, about the difference between college and the major leagues. And obviously the gut-wrenching decision that you had to make and everything that went into that and all the people you talked to. Super fascinating, and you've been open about it. You know what question I don't know if I've heard you answer, though, is why? Why did you eventually make the decision to leave somewhere you loved and join this?
I think ultimately the challenge, I think Buster Posey was the X factor. I think if you're comfortable in a position, you work it, you know, it could be South Carolina, it could be Florida State. It doesn't have to be in our league. It could be at Oregon. and it's going well. And by that, I mean, you know, we're having a little success, but there's really strong relationships in place. It's a great, you know, place and people to work around. Then it's going to be tough to leave. So it's got to be a situation where some criteria is met. And I think once you start dissecting each organization in the big leagues, there's 30 teams and it's all under one label, but they're all very, very different. That's something we tried to educate recruits on, is just because you get drafted, it doesn't mean you're getting drafted by Major League Baseball. You're getting drafted by a certain organization. And when you break down all the things that are in the Bay Area with, again, the tradition, how cool of a city and area it is, the park, the way everything is structured from Greg Johnson on down, the roster, the current roster certainly is not, it's not, oh, poor me. We need to find some players. We're in a decent spot. Obviously, everybody wants to get better. All these things started to pile up. And then ultimately, if you're able to attach your name to one of the biggest winners in the history of American sports in Buster, that maybe is one thing that kind of pushes or tips it over the edge.
Yeah, it's exciting. And I think Giants fans are excited to have you be here. And one of the questions many people have is about the transition from college to the major leagues. College, much shorter season, but it still is, you know, three outs an inning and nine innings in a game. Do you think the whole idea of you making the transition has been overblown, or is it something that you think is going to be really daunting?
No, I mean, I was kind of joking about, you know, you guys maybe overblowing, and I wasn't even listening the whole time, but fans overreact to a Warriors loss or whatever. That's the beauty of sports, is you get to read the newspaper. Back in the day when I would follow the Cardinals and the Giants and teams like that, now it's online and Twitter. It's the beauty of sports. You pick a side, and that could be, you know, a debate within the team. We're all Giants or 49ers fans, but we pick a side in a debate. And you argue who was better in this era. It's the beauty of it, and it's a part of it. Unfortunately for me, when it comes to the Giants, or in the past it was the Vols baseball squad, I can't take part in that. All I can do is kind of focus on my job. So that's going to keep coming up. I think it's best served to be kept out of my ears or out of my focus, as well as the rest of the coaching staff. But it's not going anywhere. It's going to be brought up, and if we have success, people – we'll take jabs, and if we suffer defeats, people will take jabs. So why worry about it? Let's push forward and try and make this team that's coming up this coming spring and summer as good as we can.
Tony Vitello, the new manager of the Giants, is with us here on Willard and Dibbs 95.7 The Game. You mentioned Greg Johnson, his name here a few minutes ago, and also even just that subject you were just talking about. I saw a comment from him recently where he's like, sure, this is a little out of the box, but maybe not as out of the box as people are making it out to be. They make it sound like they hired you from the NBA or something. What's your reaction to that? Do you think this is as big of a jump as people are making it sound like it is?
Here's an overly honest answer that I'll probably get myself into trouble more times than once, especially with the multiplication of media opportunities with the big leagues, is I don't know. I've not been in that dugout. I've been to a lot of games. I've coached players. I've talked with guys. I don't know exactly what differences will pop up. Now, that might make me look bad down the road, but I'll take a little weight off my shoulders, and I'm not trying to make any excuses, but especially at the pro level, but also in college, the players are the ones that are on the field. And our job as coaches is to put them in a successful position. And of course, you know, the better ones like Coach Shanahan do that more often. But there's a lot of people that are involved in a win and a loss, a crowd. The players have the biggest role. And then there's going to be an entire coaching staff we put together. My role on that coaching staff will be maybe the final say on a pitching change or a lineup decision or what a speech is after a tough loss or something like that. But I'm not going to be the only one in the dugout. I'm not going to be the only one in the building that's helping us prepare for a game.
I know you haven't put the staff all together just yet, and I don't want you to have to name names, but what types of people, what mix of OGs, major leaguers, young bucks like yourself, what's the mix you're looking for your coaching staff?
Yeah, I'm Italian, so I can't name names.
That's right. You've been sleeping with the fishes.
Exactly. Had a phenomenal meal at Joe's, by the way. Nice. My first official night as a Giant. So that was great. You know, I think you know, it'd be great to retain some of the staff at a minimum for some consistency. I think some new blood would be great. I think some major league experience, and by that I mean cleats in the dirt and in certain situations, even if it's just one or two guys. The big thing from my input, and so far, I don't think I'm being tricked. It's a collaborative vibe and a collaborative effort mindset that's going on over at the park when we all get together, or if it's on Zoom or a teleconference. And so when my input is welcomed, loyalty and team chemistry is huge. And that's got to start with the coaching staff, because the players, whether they're 19 years old or 35, they can sniff it out if the coaches aren't on the same page. And the players have their own deal where they got to come up with stuff behind the scenes when the coaches aren't around, where they get along. And then ultimately, if you're going to have not just a good team, but a great team, then everyone's got to kind of intersect. And the whole deal has got to be, you know, it's a cliche for a reason, one group pulling on the same rope.
Tony, Knoxville to San Francisco is quite a jump. And I know you had that time in Salinas, but Salinas to San Francisco is quite a jump in and of itself. So, like, prior to last week when you came and said hello to everybody, what was your experience and impression of San Francisco?
Yeah, I mean, just a lot of fun going up and down the coast in general. And San Francisco had a unique feel to it when we'd go to the Giants game. It was different, and I don't want anyone to slash my tires yet, but, you know, I'm from St. Louis, and like it or not, they do know the game well there, and they appreciate a guy that hustles or plays the game the right way. They appreciate a good rivalry, and you could sense that it was a different type of baseball fan in San Francisco, maybe compared to some other places. We can talk about that off air, but compared to other places, it just had a true baseball feel to it. And then going around the city, you get unique variety that you don't get even in St. Louis. It's I don't know population and things like that. I'm not smart enough, but it's a bigger feel, and it's more of a melting pot of different restaurants and different things you can do, and you get to see the water and the bridges and things like that. And then if you go further north, there's some pretty cool areas, as you all know, and you know, free time will be at a premium. But just overall, it's not just San Francisco, the city. The entire area is one that'll captivate you if you're around it, especially if you're around it for the first or second time, because you see so many new cool things.
Tony, I thought one of your more interesting answers last week was when you used the word abnormal, and you used it in kind of an abnormal way. Like, you were very careful to paint it as a positive thing with your impressions of San Francisco when you were actually spending time within the city limits for a week. Can you expand on that a little bit? Like, what it is you noticed about maybe just the people when you were out and about in the city?
Yeah, you know, I think whether it's, you know, a waiter or somebody, you know, in whatever service industry where they're helping you, you can pretty much feel out whether it's because they're on the job or they're trying to fake it till they make it, or if it's coming from a sincere place. And I just felt like, leaving a place where it's called Southern Hospitality, the hospitality was every bit as good, if not better. And there was a lot of sincere gestures involved, whether it's paying attention to small details or going out of their way not to just look after you, but look after your crew, and an awful lot of positivity too. And at this point, you guys mentioned, again, one thing that's not going away, it was a tough decision. You could call it risk or a challenge or whatever involved. So the more people that lift you up, even if it's just one subtle comment, it can change your mood, even just for a bit. But no, I meant abnormal, obviously in a positive way. And that was because, is unique. And Giants fans, I know this since I was a little kid, they're not interested in being average. And so abnormal is distant from the average. And I know I don't have any interest in being average. Buster Posey doesn't. The club was good last year. The coaching staff was good. They want to try and do some things to find a formula to make it great, because in the past it's been legendary.
And your offseason will be abnormal, to spin your own phrase. You're not out there recruiting and knocking on doors and trying to get 18-year-olds to come to Knoxville. Now you're trying to get to know a big league club and a farm system. What do you plan on doing, and how do you set about going from now into March to get yourself and your staff ready to go out and be a winning team next year?
Yeah, well, I got to get to know you guys first.
It's a good story.
You know, and yeah, yeah. And there's some, you know, closing of the books on things in Tennessee. There's some commitments I made, you know, to help out in the community, if you want to call it that. And there's real estate stuff. So like anyone, turning the page and closing some books, but opening that new door and figuring out where's the best place to live in Scottsdale. Incredibly excited about that. Where to set up shop in San Francisco, get to know everybody. Step one right now, though, on the major list that's more interesting is hiring staff. From there, it'll be revisiting some convos with some players and maybe even getting to get out and see those guys in person. And then really sit down and get an early start with some staff. Hopefully most of us can get together in person and figure out how is this spring training going to set the tone for what we really want to make the next season.
Tony Vitello, the new skipper of the Giants, is with us here on 95.7 The Game. Yeah, I feel like we haven't gotten the media as a whole hasn't really had much of a chance to talk baseball with you yet, and maybe you haven't even had a chance to think about it, but you joked last week about how Bryce Eldridge turned down Tennessee, and maybe you needed to have a little chat with him about that now that you're you're his manager. But what is your vision for him this year, positionally, roster-wise, all of that, if you have one?
I think it picks up where when we scouted him in high school, what a blessing to see a guy that is ultra talented and could make an impact at a high level right away. But also you can legitimately dream on what is to come. And I wouldn't by any means call him raw. He knows what he's doing. He played at a very high level at some competitive areas and on a great team when he was in high school even. And now he's been through the system a little bit. But physically, he's still growing into that body, and body control is so important. Part of that is, you know, adding in agility stuff and things to become more athletic. But also a lot of it is some of those guys, it takes longer to gain true core strength, which can control your body and just make things easier to repeat. And I think as he does that, it'll be a higher percentage of success he has at the plate. But more importantly for him, I think defensively and on the bases, he'll become a more complete player as he becomes more of a complete athlete.
What is your general baseball philosophy? And I can't help but think about Toronto this year, so close to winning the whole thing. And they're a team that doesn't really strike out much. There are a lot of contact, and they like to get people in motion. Do you look at your philosophy and then look at this ballpark and try to marry the two going forward as the new skipper?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates.
from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I think if you want to fire me in 6 months, you can recall on this answer. Whatever's going to win, you know, I think a lot of things for me are overly simple, and I really don't like losing. I haven't grasped onto the idea of you even having a good season means 60 losses. That's going to take a change in some temperament and some other things. So I like when the whole team for us, it would be meeting, you know, in left field or right field. I assume it'll be now in the dugout at the conclusion of a game. There's no better feeling when everybody, the group, got what the group wanted. And sometimes that means a guy had to pitch outside of his normal role, or maybe a guy had to lay down a bunt. And I'm not, you know, again, bunting, if it helps win, I'm all for it. But I don't feel like I'm drastic one way or the other. I hate the feeling of not being prepared, and I hate the feeling of not competing. And it is a true challenge to compete every inning of every game, no matter what level you're at. But when you're playing that many games, it becomes an even greater challenge. And so that's part of my role, is to make sure our guys are helped, you know, kept in check as it relates to preparing and competing the right way.
Tony, I saw you say that some of the Bay Area sports elite have maybe already made contact, and that you have a number on George Kittle, and you wouldn't mind getting into some shenanigans with him. I'd like to know, what do you want to do with George Kittle?
Just be around that guy's energy. You know, he kind of seems to be a guy that makes you feel like you're on his team no matter when you're around him or in what capacity. And that's the type of energy that makes a locker room great. But also, the guy's got unique charisma. So I'm sure anytime you're – I didn't even know there was a Kittle Fest, but at a game, Kittle Fest, or at a concert, or even just having coffee, I'm sure being a part of that, you know, energy he gives off, or again, just seeing that charisma in person would not only be entertaining, but probably a little inspiring.
Well, I know he's also got an off-season home in Tennessee, so I'm wondering if maybe it'll feel a little bit like home. I actually wanted to ask you that, to the likes of, you know, Peyton Manning was a guiding factor. I know you talked to him last week. Morgan Wallen's one of your good friends. Now we're talking Kittle. Like, my perception of you is you've got this unbelievable kind of old boy network thing happening in Tennessee that sounds from the outside like a whole lot of fun, Tony. Like, how does – is this – what kind of culture shock are you headed for here?
I don't think much of one. One thing that I mentioned on the radio today, John Wilkerson is phenomenal play-by-play guy for us. And, you know, we did a radio interview this morning. I mentioned a lot of times you're on the sideline of the football game. And again, I said Twitter's not real life, and Instagram, those pictures, those are a snapshot. And there's plenty of times where I got to do something, you know, that I never would have thought I would have got invited to. Like the CMAs are a good example. And I enjoyed being around the people I was at, and you get to hear the music, but a lot of times it's every bit as much work and networking and things like that to put you know, at the time, put Vol baseball in a better spot. So the times I do get to hook up with those guys, pretty cool. See a concert and things like that. But it's not as often or as frequent as you'd like. And a lot of times there's work to be done before and after. So if anything, maybe a little less recruiting and a little less fundraising means maybe I could do that more often. But I grew up around my dad, and it's kind of about the work as much as it is anything.
And you played for your dad in high school, if I'm not mistaken, baseball and soccer. Which of those athletic sports were you better at as a kid?
Just baseball. And again, I'm probably giving you ammunition. I shouldn't, but
oh yeah,
I love baseball. But I just love competing. I love sports. And I was the type of kid that I liked being on top of all of them. Again, reading the newspaper or following all of them. I loved playing all of them out in the yard, going to all sporting events. And baseball was the one I wasn't great at, but I was best at. So that's what helped me, you know, move along and be able to be in a position where I could do something involved in the game for work. The one part that probably led me to love this game more than any other wasn't so much when I was in it, because it was tough. I wasn't having as much success as I wanted. But then I started to realize that's the beauty. Overcoming things like fear, overcoming failure, and also just meeting challenges head on and discovering who you are as a person is often what is at the source of, you know, many great players. Like some of the role players, you know, a guy like Bill Miller, he was able to put numbers up like superstar players like Derek Jeter and Manny Ramirez the year he won the batting title, because he was not just on a journey to be a better player, but just to discover who he was as a person. And that was one of those things that was in the back of my mind when this decision was available. And our roster is pretty good at Tennessee. Number one recruiting class next year and the year after looks to be similar to that. But why not go out there and discover what happens when you get punched in the mouth a little bit more often, or you got to move to a new city and you got to adapt to some things. And we'll see. No matter how it goes, I think it's going to be a great learning experience. And I'm no George Kittle, but I like to make things fun. So at the very least, I think I'll have fun, and I think people around me will have some fun.
Well, speaking of having fun, because you came in talking about our Warrior conversation, and I don't know if you know this, but our radio station knows a few people with the Warriors, Tony. So, like, you want to go to a Warrior game and sit on the floor? We can do this. We can make this happen, Tony.
You're damn right I do. Okay. And I'm laughing as you say this, because I probably said about 20 times when I was trying to figure out what was best for me, and I just kept saying, well, if I take this job, am I going to get to meet Steph Curry or not? Because that, yes. At the end of the day, let's all be honest, that's really the only reason I made the decision. So
I love the honesty.
It's a good reason.
It's a great reason.
All right, Tony, I've got my calendar out. Yep. When are you coming back to the Bay? What's going on?
That's a good question. I'm trying to make sure I'm not in the air when I have a media obligation.
All right.
And got some things to wrap up around Tennessee. But I'll be back and forth a few times the next few weeks.
All right. We'll figure it out because
– Yeah, we got you covered.
Yeah, it's a pretty good time.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody gave you a hat. Maybe we'll give you some tickets, Tony. That's the way we do it around here.
I love it. I'll get on Amazon and make sure I got my jersey ready to go.
Please do. Yeah, we can probably take care of that too. But anyway, hey, Tony, you're a blast. Thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Yeah, thank you guys. And again, anyone we came across in the city in the Bay Area, thank you so much on behalf of me and my family. And we'll work hard to pay you back.
Okay. Looking forward to it all,
welcome.
Tony.
Yeah.
See you guys.
All right. See you. Tony Vitello, the new manager of the San Francisco Giants. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. The guy can handle a conversation, can't he?
He's fun, yeah. And, you know,
wow.
He's right, though. Ultimately, it's about how they do. And sure. I liked his answer of, it's going to take some getting used to losing 60 games a year and having that be okay.
I'm like, you know what? I'll give you 70 even.
Not another one.
Yeah, well, yeah. No, not 71.
92 and 70? Fine.
92 and 70?
We'll give you
that.
We'll
do that next year.
No doubt.
Maybe not the year after that, but whew, man.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun. We react to that coming up next. Also, less than an hour away, Nick Friedell is going to get in here We got Warrior games tonight and tomorrow, but we're also reacting to the Niner trade deadline, which was it was quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was quiet. They did nothing. So 888-957-9570, how'd that make you feel as a 49er fan? Niner fans did nothing. All right, it's Willard and Dibs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.